Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here. Much deserved, Mr. Humble, at your service. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Continuing to broadcast live from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, the 15th tournament, the 15th time I broadcast from this tournament. In fact, I broadcast 3 days before the first ball was ever hit for the first tournament. And we're going to keep going as long as they keep propping me up, folks. I'm going to keep doing this as long as they invite me. This is one of the most fun events that we get to do all year long. And I'm very pleased to say that the person sitting in front of me has become a good friend over the last 15 years. Richard Rawson, ladies and gentlemen, is the president of Insperity. And he's been with the company now almost 30 years. We're going to talk a little bit about where he's come from and where he's going. And he's our good friend. Richard, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you on and off the air.
I agree. And thanks for – it's great to – you know, we've done this face-to-face before, but – it's been a little while. It's good to be here face to face with you, Richard. This tournament, I was telling the audience earlier in the week that when they watch a golf tournament, PGA or Champions Tour or LPGA on television, they see a lot of golf. But what they don't see maybe on television is that the golf is not really the product. The product is the charities that benefit from this. I mean, the golf creates the potential for giving to the charities, and Insperity's is a great example of that.
Yes. Well, thank you. You know, we have, since our mission is to help businesses succeed so communities prosper, well, inside a community is these non-for-profit charities. Mm-hmm. And without what we do and without the golf program, the funds aren't there to do it, and you can't give it back. And so that's our heart. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. And with the tournament, I think the other thing that people don't get to see is how much of relationships between the sponsors' guests, and the players that actually get mm-hmm. to be developed over the years.
You don't see that if you don't show up in the tournament.
Right.
If you don't, and you can come as a guest. You can come as just a patron of the tournament. And if you pay attention, you'll see those relationships.
Yes, you will. Absolutely. And it's amazing to me how much, even with the marshals that are out on the course.
Yep.
You know,
and the volunteers.
And the volunteers that they love to do it. It feels like they're giving back, and they mm-hmm. get something in return because they too get to establish relationships with the players.
Oh, yeah. And I met Arnold Palmer as a volunteer 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And he and I wound up being, you know, I always tell people Arnold was not looking for any new BFFs. You know, if you were just, you know, in the last 30 years of his life, if you could just be his acquaintance, you know, you were having a good day.
Bingo.
But no, it's true. And I was telling, you know, Jay Meeks, your compadre in Insperity, was on the show yesterday, and I was pointing out that I was a volunteer for a tournament for years ago. But there are volunteers in this tournament and every tournament around the country where they have garbage detail.
Yeah.
Or they're driving a van.
Right.
Or they're doing something that's where they never get to see a golf ball hit.
Right.
And yet I've been around those guys, and they're smiling, they're happy, they're lining up to do it every year because they know they're making a difference.
Yes, that's exactly
right. It's just like you were saying.
Yes.
And people don't realize that somebody's picking up the trash.
Right.
And it's a volunteer.
And it's a volunteer. You bet. You bet.
And all they're going to get is a couple of shirts and a pair of shorts for their trouble,
yeah.
But a lot of times they have to actually have a fee, $75 to be part of it.
Yeah.
So it's a community thing. It binds communities together.
Yes.
And the charities are all local, aren't they?
They are, absolutely. We don't, you know, there's so much need across this country. But we feel like that because so many people invest their time to be a part of the tournament here, that we want to make sure that those kind of charities are the ones that get supported.
Right.
And so, and they come out, their charities come out and volunteer.
Like the Gold Star Widow that got a home the other night.
Yeah.
Boy, that got me.
Boy.
Man, that was something. So here's a trick question, and you may not remember. Do you know the number? You know the total number the Asperity Championship has done for charity since it's been going on?
No.
Millions. Tens of millions, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do not know the exact number.
Yeah, that's a hard number to get.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. Richard Rawson, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Richard's been with the company for 29 years. And by the way, full disclosure, Asperity is our presenting sponsor. But I want to get Richard to reflect on 29 years as an executive in a publicly traded company. And he'll do that after this break. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.